KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In area sports, Matt Gerhardt and Kyle Reno led Atlantic to a 163-179 win over Creston and a boys' golf duel at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club on Friday. Gerhardt medaled with a 37 and Reno was runner-up medalist with a 38. Braden Smith and Tate Denbeste each shot 44 for the Trojans. Cooper Gibson carded a 53 and Peyton Fusen shot a 70 in a JV match. Griswold hosted a golf triangular with Nottoway Valley and Essex on Friday, a par 36 course. In girls' team scoring, it was Griswold, 214 in first place. Essex was second with 229. Nottoway Valley was in third with 287. Medalist for Griswold was Jenna Reynolds, who shot a 46. Nottoway Valley had the best score of Megan Russell at 61, and Essex runner-up medalist was Jesse Jones. She scored a 51. In boys' team scoring at that event, it was Essex with a 261, Nottoway Valley scoring 318, and Griswold did not qualify for that, or actually did not have enough to score. Essex's Philip Frank scored a 61 for their best low score, also tied with Tucker Haddon. And Nottoway Valley's Michael Britton scored a 59 for the event. Griswold's Connor Lane had a 52 for his best low score. The St. Albert and Lewis Central boys both claimed team titles at the 82nd Cardinals Relays in Clarinda Friday evening. St. Albert claimed a title in Class 2A by 143 points and winning in eight events. Mount Air took home the runner-up spot behind six total championships. The host Clarinda finished third in the team standings with 83 points. Shenandoah followed in fourth place. Griswold rounded out the top five with 55 points and claimed one title. And in Class 3A, Lewis Central edged Hawkeye Tenfo Glenwood 169-155 to win the team race. The Titans won eight events and were paced by Thomas Fedone's four gold performance. Runner-up Glenwood snagged six gold medals. Abraham Lincoln claimed four and Red Oak picked up just one. The Harlan boys and Denison Schleswig girls earned a track wins up in Denison. In boys' team scoring, it was Harlan with a 196. IKM Manning was in second place with a 155. Denison Schleswig scored 79 points. Boyer Valley was in fourth place with 71. Tri-Center was in fifth with 52 points. And Logan Magnolia was sixth with a score of 27. In girls' team scoring at that event, Denison Schleswig had a 189 for first place. IKM Manning was second with 119. Tri-Center third with 108. Logan Magnolia placed fourth in that event in girls' team scoring, 106. Boyer Valley was in fifth place. Denison Schleswig was in sixth place with a score of 18. And the Denison Schleswig JV scored 2 points on that one. In boys' soccer, it was ADM over Glenwood 2-0. Riverside beating Logan Magnolia by a score of 5-0. Adrian Dillon had two goals for Riverside. University of Iowa senior Megan Gustafson has been named the U.S. Basketball Writers Association National Player of the Year, according to the USBWA, which announced that on Friday. Gustafson will be formally presented with the award at the USBWA College Basketball Awards Dinner at the Missouri Athletic Club in St. Louis on Monday, April 15th. Gustafson is the first Hawkeye and first Big Ten women's basketball student athlete to win the Ann Myers Drysdale Award. The USBWA has named a National Player of the Year since 1987-88 season, and the award was named for Myers Drysdale, a four-time All-American at UCLA. On Thursday, Gustafson earned AP National Player of the Year honors, becoming the first Big Ten women's basketball student-athlete to receive the National Player of the Year award recognition of any kind since Purdue's Stephanie White won the Wade Trophy and the Honda Sports Award back in 1999. This season, Gustafson led the nation in five categories, including points per game at 27.9 and field goal percentage 69.6. She ended her career with 2,804 points and 1,460 rebounds. On Monday, Gustafson became just the fourth NCAA women's basketball student athlete and the first ever post player to score 1,000 points or more in a single season. Gustafson, a two-time Big Ten Player of the Year, is also a finalist for the Naismith Trophy and the John R. Wooden Award. In Pacific Coast League baseball action on Friday, it was Nashville downing the I-Cubs 8-2 and Omaha Royals beating Memphis 3-2. Those same teams will square off later tonight. Also in Major League Baseball, rookie Fernando Tatis Jr. and pinch hitter Hunter Renfroe homered as the San Diego Padres overcame another home run by Paul Goldschmidt and beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3 in the Cardinals' home opener, a game you might have heard here on KJAN. Goldschmidt drew a standing ovation in his first at-bat at Busch Stadium since being traded to St. Louis. He hit his fifth home run in seven games this season, connecting the eighth inning off of Trey Wingenier. The 20-year-old Tatis, whose father Fernando Sr. played three seasons for the Cardinals, hit a two-run drive in the seventh off Alex Reyes. Tatis' second homer of the year helped the Padres score three times in the inning for a 5-2 lead. And St. Louis starter Jack Flaherty tossed five shutout innings in that matchup. Those two teams are in action again this afternoon here on KJAN. We'll have the pregame for you at 12:20, the first pitch at 1:15 on the station where your friends are. Elsewhere in sports this morning here on KJAN, taking a look at some other scores from around the major leagues. It was in interleague action, Tampa Bay beating San Francisco 5-2. Philadelphia beat Minnesota 10-4. Arizona was a 15-8 winner over Boston. In the American League, the White Sox beat Seattle 10-8. Cleveland was a 3-2 winner over Toronto. Houston, also a 3-2 winner over Oakland. And the LA Angels beat Texas 3-1. In the National League, it was the Dodgers beating Colorado 10-6. Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 2-0. Atlanta was a 4-0 winner over Miami. And Milwaukee beat the Chicago Cubs by a score of 10-13. And some other action for you in the NHL. In a shootout, it was Columbus over the New York Rangers 3-2, Chicago beating Dallas 6-1, Anaheim was a 5-2 winner over the LA Kings, and in Major League Soccer, it was Los Angeles defeating Vancouver 2-0. That's a check of sports this morning on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.